Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, October 2nd, 2012, and this is Los Angeles Council 12 Communications Committee member Wendy Pliego reporting. Yesterday, the Transportation Security Administration allowed U.S. Airways flight attendants represented by AFA to access the Alternate Expedited Security Screening Program, known crew member, or KCM, in 18 airports across the country. This begins the second phase of the KCM program to include flight attendants at all U.S.-based airlines. This risk-based security screening, launched by the TSA in 2011, had previously only been extended to pilots. In this second phase, U.S. Airways flight attendants are the first among flight attendants to implement the KCM program. Over the next year or so, the program is expected to expand from the initial test to include more flight attendant groups, including those at United. Our union's advocacy at many levels of government and industry has been the key to flight attendant inclusion in the KCM program. In March 2012, Vita Shook, our AFA International President, issued a statement advocating the TSA to include flight attendants in the successful known crew member program. Flight attendants take part in the same background checks and clearance process as pilots. We are aviation's first responders as well as the last line of defense in aviation security. It is important that our role as safety professionals is recognized and promoted through our inclusion in this program, and our inclusion in this second phase acknowledges this. The TSA anticipates that it could take up to a year for U.S.-based airlines and their service providers to make the necessary system modifications and fully develop, test, and implement the second phase of the KCM program. We will continue to work closely with the TSA to promote full recognition of flight attendants' role in aviation security through KCM. We are excited about the addition of flight attendants, and we will keep you updated as we receive information on the progress of the inclusion of United Airlines flight attendants in this program. It's that time of year again. The advent of fall brings about our annual benefits open enrollment. At this time, each year, we have the opportunity to maintain, update, or change our contractual negotiated healthcare benefits. The 2013 annual benefits enrollment is now open for active flight attendants and remains open until October 23rd. Retirees have a separate enrollment period that opens the day following the close of our benefits on October 24th through November 9th. Both active and retired flight attendants should have received their United Benefits Enrollment Guide by now, which highlights the changes to our 2013 health benefits. United has announced that they will be conducting benefit enrollment fairs at several locations throughout the U.S., now through the end of the enrollment period on October 23rd. A list of locations and information is included in the enrollment guide. The enrollment period this year is earlier than in the past, so be sure to check your guide and begin the enrollment process within the new timeline. Enrollment is completed through United's Your Benefits Resource, or YBR, website, which may be accessed through the Useful Websites link on our AFA website, or you may call the United Airlines Benefits Center with questions regarding enrolling or using YBR for your 2013 benefits at 1-800-651-1007. Interim vacation bidding is now open for a number of November and December vacation periods. Those interested in submitting an interim vacation bid should do so before this bid period ends at 0800 Central Time on October 8, 2012. More information on interim bidding can be found on our website. Voter registration deadlines are approaching for the 2012 presidential election. Most states require citizens to register 15 to 30 days before the election on November 6, 2012. Your AFA-CWA Local Council Government Affairs Committees conducted voter registration drives throughout the system in September. If you missed one of the voter registration tables and need to ensure your right to vote, we've made numerous resources available to you on our website. Please be sure to check your state's voter registration and absentee ballot deadlines. And for U.S. citizens residing overseas, you are eligible to vote in the 2012 U.S. presidential election by mail-in absentee ballot. Your elected local council leaders will be attending the Fall United Master Executive Council MEC meeting in Chicago, planned for October 23rd through 26th, 2012, at the Hyatt Rosemont in Chicago. Reports will be given by the United MEC officers during this meeting. Also on the agenda are reports from the MEC Communications, Safety, Health, and Security Committees. In preparation for the upcoming fall MEC meeting, your local councils will be conducting meetings to solicit your feedback. We encourage you to attend your council's meeting and share your thoughts with your president before she or he meets with the other local presidents throughout the system. Local council meetings are also a great opportunity to discuss our issues with your fellow flying partners. If you're unable to attend a meeting, you can provide feedback to your local council president before the MEC meeting begins on October 23rd. We also encourage members to witness our democratic process by attending the MEC meeting if you are in the Chicago area. The MEC agenda, as well as local council meeting information, will be posted on our website. Yesterday, October 1st, 2012, Piedmont Airlines flight attendants represented by AFA requested a National Mediation Board proffer of arbitration. In August of 2012, 98% of the flight attendants voted to authorize a strike if management failed to reach an agreement before the strike deadline. AFA's trademark strike strategy of intermittent strikes, chaos, create havoc around our system, could affect a single flight or the entire system. Piedmont flight attendants are concerned with the lack of progress in the negotiations process with management. If the NMB agrees that management is refusing to make significant movement and these negotiations are at a deadlock, both parties could be released into a 30-day cooling-off period leading to a strike deadline. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.